On a day that President Obama once again said that the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons would be a game changer, after a week of weighing U.S. military action or directly supporting the opposition, a U.S. ally, Israel, has apparently hit Syria from the air. Barbara Starr broke the story, joins us now with what her sources are telling her. Barbara, what do you know?
Good evening, Anderson. Two U.S. officials are telling me that now, tonight, U.S. and Western intelligence agencies are reviewing classified data indeed showing that Israel did conduct an airstrike into Syria. This kind of classified information, usually radar, communication intercepts, that sort of thing. Here's what's so interesting. In the Thursday-Friday time frame, 16 Israeli warplanes were registered by the Lebanese as flying in Lebanese airspace. It is believed that the Israelis conducted this from Lebanese airspace, that they didn't go ahead and try and penetrate into Syria. Officials saying they don't think that this was directly against a chemical weapons facility, but much more likely against some type of weapons storage site, the very type of site that the Israelis have vowed to hit. Anderson?
Okay, a couple things. Weapons storage site, does that mean chemical weapons storage site or conventional weapons, or do we not know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the right thing for us to look at here. What the Israelis have said, and I want to read our own Sarah Seidner got a statement this evening from them, is, quote, "We will do whatever is necessary to stop the transfer of weapons from Syria to terrorist organizations. We've done it in the past, and we will do it if necessary in the future." The Israelis are going to strike, and apparently have again. They did one of several months ago when they see the Syrian regime transfer weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon to try and get their weapons out of Syria, move them into Lebanon, move them potentially into terrorist hands. The Israeli policy is that's when they'll strike, and by all accounts, that's exactly what they've done, Anderson.
So it's very possible this had as much to do with Hezbollah as it did with Syria.
Well, it is the Israeli worry that these weapons that Syria is trying to get to us, in their view, a safe place and keep them out of opposition hands. There is, the Syrians believe getting them to Hezbollah is a safe route. The Israelis say, no way, we're not going to tolerate that.
And again, just to be clear, if they didn't penetrate Syrian airspace with jets, you said the jets were over Lebanese airspace. So we're talking about some sort of missiles fired from aircraft?
By all accounts, that's what it would have taken, some sort of weaponry. Probably the Israelis have plenty of precision-guided munitions. They would have known exactly what they were hitting at and fired from their very capable fighter force, Anderson.
Okay. Barbara, I appreciate the breaking news.